Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXPR's Northwoods Moment in History. The annual Bell Game between Rhinelander and Anago is almost here. This is a tradition dating back to 1935, but the rivalry between the two schools goes back much further than the inauguration of the Bell Trophy, and the game of 1930 was particularly memorable for several reasons, not least of which were the fans. When Anago met Rhinelander on the football field in 1930, the Anago seniors had never known defeat from the hands of Rhinelander, and the Rhinelander seniors had never tasted a victory over Anago. The scores from the previous 4 years had been Anago 18-0 over Rhinelander in 1926, Anago 33-0 over Rhinelander in 1927, Anago 52-0 over Rhinelander in 1928, and Anago 85-9 over Rhinelander in 1929. So over the previous 4 years, Anago had humiliated Rhinelander by a collective 188-9. In fact, the streak of Anago victories went back at least a decade. But going into the 1930 game, Rhinelander was 2-2 and having a decent year, while Anago was struggling with a record of 0-3-2. So when the two teams met, anticipations were high for a significant grudge match. The Anago Red Robins entered the week leading up to the game with the slogan, "Beat Rhinelander again," with the emphasis on the again. The Rhinelander Hodags entered the week determined to avenge the crushing defeats they suffered over the last few years. This was the biggest game of the year for both teams, and fans turned out in large numbers. Anago brought a 30-piece band and about 200 fans to Rhinelander for the game, while Rhinelander was playing in front of a hometown crowd and did not want to disappoint again. Tensions that afternoon were palpable. Unlike the games of previous years, the 1930 contest was a low-scoring slugfest, with neither side able to dominate the other. Victory for either side was still possible when the Anago marching band took the field to play. The band was there only to perform, and marched in formation and showed its respect for both sides by carrying banners bearing the letters A for Anago and R for Rhinelander. But as the band played, a Rhinelander student ran out onto the field waving a large banner bearing the letter R colored in bright green. An Anago fan in the stands took offense, left his seat, and forcibly knocked the sign from the student's hand. The moment this happened, fans on the Rhinelander side poured out of the stands to assist the student. The Anago side rushed out in response, and a fight between the fans ensued in the middle of the field. The Rhinelander police had to be called out in full force to break up the melee. After getting the bruised fans back in the stands, the two teams finished the game in front of a surly crowd. The final score was Rhinelander 7 and Anago 6. A low-scoring effort, but a memorable game for the record books. I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History.